So I understand that the police department, the Schererville Police Department, is hiring.
That's correct. We just had two officers retire in the last couple of weeks, and we are looking to fill those vacancies with an emergency hire process, which can be found on our Schererville.org website.
Okay, so what are the qualifications?
Well, currently what we're looking for is officers that are already certified either in the state of Indiana or Illinois that are prepared to come aboard our agency and assist us for the next 20 to 30 years.
So you had two officers retire?
Yeah, Corporal Joe Usabel has retired with close to 41 years of service, and Corporal Ray Lee has just retired with 28 years of service, both very good officers that we're going to miss dearly.
Do you usually get a pretty good pool of applicants when you're hiring?
We do. Last time we did this, we had over 100 applicants, 50 of which were actually certified officers. The other 50 were individuals that were seeking a career in law enforcement, which is kind of nice because we also simultaneously have a hiring process for our traditional hiring process where individuals that do not have police experience can apply through applytoserve.com. and apply online to qualify for the traditional hiring process that we also have going on at the same time as our emergency hiring process.
So what do you just, you pick from the pool of applicants and then decide which ones that you'll hire them and then send them to the academy?
Through the traditional process, that's correct. They'll go through a series of tests, one being the agility test, which will take place on March 13th. Once they pass the agility test, which is push-ups, sit-ups, and so forth, the academy standards, then they'll go through a written exam. Sometimes we like to do that in the same day. And once we find out who passed both exams, then we'll call them in for a full application, which they'll fill out, and the backgrounds will start at that point, and then we'll conduct interviews and compile our lists through the most qualified.
So this is for the traditional and the non-experienced police.
That's correct, yes. We've got that going on in conjunction with our emergency hiring process.
So how many are you going to hire in the traditional tract?
Well, we do know of a couple of officers that are seeking retirement here in 2021, so I know that there could very well be at least two that we'll be replacing, and there's also some talk of a third that might be stepping away from us as well. So, you know, we plan on over the next 2 years exercising that traditional hire list and hire from it. So it would be to one's advantage to come and be a part of that list if they do not have law enforcement experience.
And how much does it pay?
Oh, our officers, the salary right now is right at about $53,900. For a probationary officer, for our emergency hire officers, they would be on probation for 1 year, then automatically go up to first class, which is at $64,000. And if you're in the traditional process, you'll go through a 1 year of probation, 6 months of third class, 6 months of second class, and then eventually be approved to be first class. So it's a little bit longer of a process to get to that $64,000. But ultimately, that's where they're going to be once they become first class.
When do applications need to be turned in by? What are the dates you're looking to hire?
The emergency applications, they have to be turned in no later than March 9th. That's a Tuesday. And the applications for traditional, I believe, was March 5th. Yeah. The traditional hiring process through applytoserve.com will expire on March 4th. At 4 p.m.